My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, back in 1986, a priest by the name of Father Joseph Langford wrote a prayer, reflection, meditation, poem. This prayer is often misattributed to Mother Teresa, and it's not surprising that that happens, as Father Joseph Langford was a co-founder with Mother Teresa of the Missionaries of Charity Fathers. Many people are familiar with her sisters wearing their signature blue and white saris, but many are not aware that there is a male branch of the Missionaries of Charity. And Father Joseph wrote this prayer in the voice of Jesus Christ. It's a meditation on those words that we see next to the crucifix in every Missionary of Charity convent. I thirst. In this particular prayer, we're reflecting on our Lord's thirst for our love. And my friends, it's hard. It's really hard to look upon the face of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to accept His love for us as individuals. We like to hide behind our Lord's love for us, focusing on that corporate, on that collective us. Yes, our Lord loves humanity. But as soon as we attempt to apply that love to ourselves, then our human nature, our fallen state, and many of the influences of a contemporary culture that seeks to tell us that we are not loved, that we are not lovable, as soon as we seek to apply our Lord's love to us as individuals, we start to hesitate. We start to put all sorts of barriers between us and that love of our Lord, all sorts of baggage. And yet, my friends, we know that our Lord called us to love with the love that the Father had for Him, and that He had for the Father. We're called to love with an agape love, a self-giving, self-sacrificing love, rooted in the love demonstrated to us by Jesus Christ. And yet, my friends, how can we love with agape love? How can we love our brothers and sisters? How can we tap into that inexhaustible love of our Lord if we ourselves do not accept that love from our Creator? And so, we need to tear down those walls. We need to get rid of that baggage and to cut it loose. And yet that's not something that's going to happen overnight. We need to work on that, gradually chipping away at all of the things we put between ourselves and the love of our Lord. And so, the Holy Spirit asked me to take this particular prayer of Father Joseph's and to set it into chaplet, just as musicians will do rearrangements of other music. In this case, our Lord asked me to take the prayer that our Father has given us and to set it in chaplet form so that the repetition that we experience as we pray chaplets will slowly chip away bit by bit. Every meditation will slowly sink deeper and deeper through sometimes our thick skulls and eventually knock those walls down, allowing us to look at our Lord and to open our hearts to the fullness of His love. In doing so, allowing Him to configure our hearts to His Sacred Heart, allowing us to become the face of Christ to those we meet. People will then see that the love that we share for them is not a selfish love, but a selfless love rooted in Christ. And so, my friends, thank you for praying this chaplet. Thank you for journeying with me as I seek to do the very same thing that I'm asking you today, which is to work at knocking down those barriers, cutting loose that baggage, and opening ourselves to the fullness of appreciating the thirst that our Lord, the creator of the universe, he who holds all things in existence, that thirst he has for our love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, you allowed the thirsting love of Jesus on the cross to become a living flame within you, and so became the light of his love to all. Teach us to allow Jesus to penetrate and possess our whole being so completely that our life too may radiate his light and love to others. Amen. Do you thirst for love? Come to me, all you who thirst. I will satisfy you and fill you. Do you thirst for love? Jesus is God. Therefore, his love and his thirst are infinite. He, the creator of the universe, asked for the love of his creatures. He has thirst for our love. Do you thirst for love? A love in each detail, so grand like the love I have received from my Father. I have loved all of you as the Father has loved me. The first half decade, I stand at the door calling to you. It is true. I stand at the door of your heart, day and night, even when you are not listening. Even when you doubt it could be me, I am there, waiting for even the smallest signal of your response, even the smallest suggestion of an invitation that will permit me to enter. I want you to know that each time you invite me, I do come always without fail. Silent and invisible I come, yet with a power and a love most infinite, bringing the many gifts of my spirit. I come with my mercy, with my desire to forgive and heal you, with a love for you that goes beyond your comprehension. You don't need to change to believe in my love, for it will be your confidence in that love that will make you change. You forget me, and yet I am seeking you every moment of the day, standing before the doors of your heart and calling, open to me, for I thirst for you. I thirst for you. Yes, that is the only way to even begin to describe my love for you. I thirst for you. Yes, that is the only way to even begin to describe my love for you. I thirst for you. Yes, that is the only way to even begin to describe my love for you. I thirst for you. Yes, that is the only way to even begin to describe my love for you. I thirst for you. Yes, that is the only way to even begin to describe my love for you. The second half decade, I love you for you. When you finally open the doors of your heart and you finally come close enough, you will then hear me say again and again, not in mere human words, but in spirit, no matter what you have done, I love you for your own sake. Come to me with your misery and your sins and with your problems and needs and with all your desire to be loved. I know you like the palm of my hand. I know everything about you. Even the hairs on your head I have counted. Nothing in your life is unimportant to me. I know what is in your heart. I know your loneliness and all your wounds, the rejections, the judgments, the humiliations. I carried it all before you. and I carried it all for you, so you could share my strength and my victory. I know above all your need for love, how much you are thirsting for love and tenderness. I tell you again that I love you, not for what you have or cease to do. I love you for you, for the beauty and the dignity my Father gave you by creating you in his own image. It is a dignity you have often forgotten, a beauty you have tarnished by sin, but I love you as you are, and I have shed my blood to rescue you. If you only ask me with faith, my grace will touch all that needs changing in your life. I will give you the strength to free yourself from sin and from all its destructive power. I love you more than you can imagine, to the point of dying on a cross for you. I thirst for you. You must never doubt my mercy, my desire to forgive, my longing to bless you and live my life in you, and that I accept you no matter what you have done. I thirst for you. You must never doubt my mercy, my desire to forgive, my longing to bless you and live my life in you, and that I accept you no matter what you have done. I thirst for you. You must never doubt my mercy, my desire to forgive, my longing to bless you and live my life in you, and that I accept you no matter what you have done. I thirst for you. You must never doubt my mercy, my desire to forgive, my longing to bless you and live my life in you, and that I accept you no matter what you have done. I thirst for you. You must never doubt my mercy, my desire to forgive, my longing to bless you and live my life in you, and that I accept you no matter what you have done. The third half decade, I long to console you. I have followed you through the years, and I have always loved you even when you have strayed. I know every one of your problems. I know your needs and your worries, and yes, I know all your sins. How many times have you desired to satisfy your thirst in vain, seeking love with selfishness, trying to fill the void within you with passing pleasures, with the even greater emptiness of sin? Come to me without delay, because when you give me your sins, you give me the joy of being your Savior. There is nothing I cannot forgive and heal, so come now and unburden your soul. I come longing to console you and give you strength, to lift you up and bind all your wounds. I bring you my light, to dispel your darkness and all your doubts. I come with my power that allows me to carry you, with my grace to touch your heart and transform your life. I come with my peace to calm your soul. No matter how far you have strayed without a destination, no matter how often you have forgotten me, no matter how many crosses you bear in this life, I want you to always remember one thing that will never change. I thirst for you, just you as you are. I thirst for you. I thirst to love you and to be loved by you. So precious are you to me. Come to me, and I will fill your heart and heal your wounds. I will make you a new creation and give you peace even in your trials. I thirst for you. I thirst to love you and to be loved by you, so precious are you to me. Come to me, and I will fill your heart and heal your wounds. I will make you a new creation and give you peace even in your trials. I thirst for you. I thirst to love you and to be loved by you, so precious are you to me. Come to me, and I will fill your heart and heal your wounds. I will make you a new creation and give you peace even in your trials. I thirst for you. I thirst to love you and to be loved by you, so precious are you to me. Come to me, and I will fill your heart and heal your wounds. I will make you a new creation and give you peace even in your trials. I thirst for you. I thirst to love you and to be loved by you, so precious are you to me. Come to me, and I will fill your heart and heal your wounds. I will make you a new creation and give you peace even in your trials. The fourth half decade, I will do the rest. Don't you realize that my Father already has a perfect plan to transform your life, beginning from this moment? Trust in me. Ask me every day to enter and take charge of your life, and I will. I promise you, before my Father in heaven, that I will work miracles in your life. All I ask of you is that you entrust yourself to me completely. I will do all the rest. From this moment now, I behold the place my Father has prepared for you in my kingdom. Remember that you are a pilgrim in this life, traveling back home. Sin can never satisfy you or bring the peace you seek. All that you have sought outside of me has only left you more empty, so do not tie yourself to the things of this world. Above all, do not run from me when you fall. Why would I do this? Because I thirst for you. I thirst for you. Open up to me. Come to me, thirst for me, give me your life. I will prove to you how important you are for my heart. I thirst for you. Open up to me, come to me, thirst for me, give me your life. I will prove to you how important you are for my heart. I thirst for you. Open up to me, come to me, thirst for me, give me your life. I will prove to you how important you are for my heart. I thirst for you. Open up to me, come to me, thirst for me, give me your life. I will prove to you how important you are for my heart. I thirst for you. Open up to me, come to me, thirst for me, give me your life. I will prove to you how important you are for my heart. The fifth half decade, I died for you. Do you find this difficult to believe? If so, look at the cross. Look at my heart that was pierced for you. Have you not understood my cross? Then listen again to the words I spoke there, for they tell you clearly why I endured all of this for you. I thirst. Yes, I thirst for you. All your life I have been desiring your love. I've never ceased searching for your love and longing to be loved by you in return. You have tried many things in your goal to be happy. Why not try opening up for me, your heart, right now, more than you ever have before. I thirst for you. If you feel of little value before the eyes of the world, it doesn't matter. There is no one that interests me in the whole world more than you. I thirst for you. If you feel of little value before the eyes of the world, it doesn't matter. There is no one that interests me in the whole world more than you. I thirst for you. If you feel of little value before the eyes of the world, it doesn't matter. There is no one that interests me in the whole world more than you. I thirst for you. If you feel of little value before the eyes of the world, it doesn't matter. There is no one that interests me in the whole world more than you. I thirst for you. If you feel of little value before the eyes of the world, it doesn't matter. There is no one that interests me in the whole world more than you. Jesus is God. Therefore, his love and his thirst are infinite. He, the creator of the universe, asked for the love of his creatures. He has thirst for our love. These words, "I thirst," do they echo in our soul? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.